Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my last bank, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Company always on the run, a destiny.
Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez. A little bit of a sadder tone today, as my partner Crime Zach D'Amico is not here. I found out this morning that he was rushed to the hospital last night. I don't know why. His fiance texted me that he's not going to be in today, and that they're going to get back to me. So, So we're waiting to find out what's going on with that. But you know, I don't want to bum everyone out. I don't want to start the show that way. If I didn't want to bum everyone out,
it's a weird way to start. Yeah,
I'm kidding, by the way. None of that happened. I told Alex and Kim that 20 minutes ago, and they've been sad about Zach dying in the hospital.
Really? None of that happened?
None of that
he's
happened.
Not he in just, the hospital.
Yeah, he's with his wife's family right
he
now.
He definitely also said 20 minutes before that in front of both of you guys, now he's just stuck with his family.
Yeah.
I heard that, but I was worried about Zach because he's my friend.
Give Chris a little more juice in his mic. He was very low. No, I'm kidding. Zach D'Amico obviously is. He's gonna die. Well, because it's a very likely story.
Oh, I believed it. I was like, oh, he's definitely gonna die.
I heard you say that it was a prank, and I still believed it the second time you went back into it.
What happened? What are you doing? You gotta move that a little bit. Why? You're showing what's on the thing? What, is there gay porn on there? Am I looking at kiddie porn? What are you hiding it from the camera for? I'm not looking at anything
Hold
weird.
Hold on, Renee kicked off Patreon. Stop talking like
am
that.
Am I looking at something weird? No, it's fine.
It just makes
their shot weird.
It makes their shot. Okay, all right, fine. I'll bring it over here as well. I had to plug it in for a little bit. May you unplug it, you cunts. I'll go to my computer in a minute. Welcome to the Realize Podcast. Zach's alive. I was in the middle of it. I was going to do the whole show. I was going to pretend Zach was in trouble. And
you should have just said he died. I would have believed it. That would have been dramatic.
And it was going to be fun. And it was going to be a thing where online they were going to believe it. Because Zach is, you know, horrifically fat. And he, you know, out of everyone, of all my friends, he's the one. He'd be like, all right, that's a likely story. But then I just realized, like, we're not going to have a good show if everyone's just bummed out thinking that Zach's going to be dead.
Yeah.
So then I opted. I was like, I should have saved it for the end of the show and then, like, let it be out there. Because I don't care if I ruin everyone's days. I don't want to ruin my show. You know? Zach's alive, guys. Don't worry. How funny would it be if that was a prank, though, and Zach's actually in the hospital now?
I mean, it could happen any moment. That's what we're saying.
Yeah, to be honest, guys, there's a 50-50 shot that Zach's in the hospital. He could also just be mom.
He could have just, like, horribly rolled his ankle and ended up in the hospital.
Yeah. Welcome to the show. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. Chris from Brooklyn joins the show. What's up, kid?
What up?
How you feeling, man?
Pretty good.
Two ladies from Broad Topics are here. Kimberly Congdon, my my live-in girlfriend.
Hello.
And I describe her that way, like it's to the police at this point. It's the fucking... She's really difficult to deal with, guys. Have you ever watched F is for Family? Bill's character, the little kid, little Bill, his girlfriend, this is how I describe Kim. She's a fucking, like, a mean psycho. That's
fine. Louis is such a lying little bitch. He texts me. He misses me all the time every time I leave.
Right there, you little bitch. When she gets mad, she literally says, yeah, that's right, fucking bitch. Bitch, nigga, bitch. That's what she says. And
shut up, bitch.
She pushes me to hit her. That's her goal. You know when you argue with a woman and you're like, oh, she's trying to get me to hit her. I get what the fucking end game is. She has no fear because I'm the same way. Like if I try to fight a guy, I want him to punch me. There's no fear like, oh, I'm going to get hurt by this punch. Mm-hmm. I want to give me the excuse to fucking go off right now, right? So what she's doing is, this is real. She's legitimately angling her chin toward me.
Oh my God.
And saying horrifically personal stuff and going, yeah. Well, she said the words hit me before. She said that. She's like, hit me, motherfucker. Go ahead, hit me. And I'm like,
look what you're doing. Oh my God.
I know what you're doing. You're trying to trap me in a fucking punch a bitch trap. Wrong or right?
Wrong. You're insane.
You're going to tell me you...
It's complete opposite. Lewis sends me fucking poems and texts and shit. I don't know what to tell you guys.
I almost wrote you a poem for Christmas.
You did? That would have been
sweet. Well, it's going to be on the card, and then I was going to
explain
what your gift was in the poem, but then I ran out of time.
You couldn't find anything that rhymed with equinox?
Yeah. welcome to the show. Kim Kong is here. Alex Scarlato from the Broad Topics Podcast. Very happy to have you girls in. Had you both on the show before. Think you guys are very, very funny, so make sure you guys, real quick, go download the Broad Topics Podcast right now. You guys are just two funny bitches. You talk shit about life. You're not, you know, you guys don't, you're not annoying chicks. You know, I'm not being sexist here, but like, you know, most of the time you're two girls hosting a show, you're like,
Yeah, well, you know what it is Alex tells you much more than you think she would. Yeah. And that's really great.
She's revealing.
Oh, she's revealing, and she's got shit to reveal.
Yeah. I feel like it's what I've got to offer. Like, I'm not as funny as Kim, so like to just be
you guys were going to do a show here in a little while. What was the big reveal today? What was the big thing you were going to talk about?
I mean, it usually just comes up naturally, like therapy.
So we got to let it just come out. Okay, but like, sorry,
Alex,
we can't force it.
Alex's dad walked in on her like doggy style with her boyfriend. She told us that story.
When did that happen?
When we were like 17.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Your 17-year-old daughter. Hot. And it wasn't even like he walked in on like the butt side of the guy. It was like
A side angle.
Where he
side
got it all.
So you saw the penetration.
All the stuff.
Yeah, he got it all. He got the titties flopping.
No.
Titties.
I don't have that.
The nipples vibrating. He got the nipples vibrating.
I noticed you guys were positioned in front of a mirror so you could see everything too.
Pretty much, yeah. Actually, it was like really the worst angle you could possibly walk in at. And
really? And what did your dad say?
None of us have ever talked about it since, but at the moment, he was like, he came in, he was like, it's really late, he's got to go. And then shut the door real quick. And
wow.
Yeah.
Oh, so he didn't even know how to deal with it.
He didn't know how to deal with it, yeah.
Like a robot short-circuiting. He was just like, he's got
to
go.
And then he had to like go somewhere and think about that.
He has to go back to bed
Do you think he even
remembers it? He probably doesn't remember it at all.
Are you kidding me? He doesn't remember that?
I think he blanked it out.
I didn't remember it for a while until I brought it up with Kim, and then I was like, I'm fucking sure that this happened because I wouldn't have made it up for fun.
So you blocked it from your own
memory. I blocked it out, yeah, pretty immediately.
Yeah, your dad didn't block it out. His little girl that he held in his hands, because none of you guys have kids. You have no idea what it's like. You guys all have nephews and nieces and all that shit today. We're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about some nieces today as well. So if you're a pedo, get into it. Ready? Grab a hot chocolate, sit around the computer. It's going to be a really fun show for you guys today. Because I have a beautiful little niece, and Shannon has a beautiful little niece as well. She has two nieces, and we were debating earlier today who has cuter nieces, and we're going to pull up pictures. We're going to get into it today. So.
Oh, no.
I'm really second-guessing doing this. I feel bad exploiting my little ones.
Why?
Because I just feel like, isn't it a weird thing?
Chris, we don't really have pedos. We don't really have pedos watching the show. We're not.
And I think they're called pedos.
And it's not sexy.
At least
sexy
one.
Why do you keep saying pedos?
I think it's pedos.
Is it pedos? Yeah. Is it pedo?
No.
Pedophile?
Pedophile? What do you mean, British? Pedophile.
I guess you're right.
No, it's pedophile. You say pedophile?
No, I say pedophile, but I always said pedo.
Wrong.
Okay. You're thinking of your diet?
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that in a few minutes. But I want to really get into this. This is kind of crazy. So you guys don't have kids. You don't know what it's like to hold a little child in your hand that is yours, right? And then watch it grow up, and then to watch a gorilla penetrate your little baby.
I didn't think Alex was into black guys.
Is this your current boyfriend now?
Yeah.
So the upside to this is the fact that you are with him currently still. This is a positive note. Because from a dad's perspective, it was just a rotating door of dicks.
Yeah, it's not even like the way you fuck someone you love doggy style, like when they're 17. It's like, oh, well, my daughter's doing doggy style at 17. That's fucking wild.
Of course you're doing doggy style
at
17.
Yeah, but if you're going to walk in on your daughter in high school having sex, you want it to be a missionary.
I guess that's better. But
under the blankets, like a softcore porn.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where they can like shuffle around.
Yeah.
There's worse positions though, because, yeah, I mean, doggy is a step freakier than missionary. He's just seeing an asshole. That's really it.
No, I feel like doggy's pretty dirty.
I think for a high school girl.
For a high school girl?
Doggy's kind of dirty. I remember having that conversation.
I was doing doggy the second my fucking dick was going inside of pussies.
Yeah.
Are you out of your mind? I might have even lost my virginity doggy style.
It's way easier to find when you're that age.
Yeah, you get to look all at it. It's like fucking great. What are you talking about? There's nothing dirty about
it. No, in high school, I remember when my best friend lost her virginity, it was like a conversation she was having with me, like, should I let him do doggy style? Isn't it kind of disrespectful? Like, what? High school girls are like weird about it. Like, they want to be looking their boyfriend in the eye because they're fucking
Because they're like
children.
In love. Yeah. And it's, yeah, I guess the girls that I was with weren't.
They had lice. I feel like those fuck bitches with lice. I don't know why.
Oh, shit. Yeah. My girlfriend used to come over and I used to lock my door. My mom knew what was going on in there. But it's different with a boy, I guess. It really
I would just
different.
Get fingered with the door open and we'd listen.
Wait, what? And we'd listen for other people coming.
Yeah. Oh, I'd just been very nervously getting fingered.
Really quiet fingering.
Were you supposed to leave the door open? Yeah, I used to just fuck girls in parks and shit. I shared a one-bedroom apartment with my dad.
Oh, yeah, I fucked in the car.
Yeah, that was the thing. Yeah. I used to borrow my mom's Dodge Neon. And that was the fucking move. We'd go find an area on a ledge, a cliff somewhere. We were daredevils. We were doing parkour. It was fucking nuts. Yeah. But that's what we would do.
Yeah, well, I told on Shannon's show, I was talking about giving my first blowjob down by the bay. So we would do like that kind of outdoor stuff too.
Down by the bay.
And she said down by the bay too often. Yeah.
So don't ever say down by the bay again.
That was the name of the episode.
I bet it was.
That's where we were though.
Yeah. That was your first blowjob?
Yeah.
Down by the bay.
Down by the bay, yeah.
It has to be so weird. I think that, Kim, you can't talk about this because I don't want to think about your fucking blowjob.
My first blowjob was with a
condom. I know,
you
wore a condom. I know. You think I wore a condom? I heard it 100 fucking times. But that would actually be my problem with sucking a dick. Besides it being sucking a dick, I feel like there's all that pre-cum. Do you taste the pre-cum as you're doing it?
Yeah.
That's just so gross to me. Like, I feel like... a rubbery flesh fucking dick, whatever. But the fucking semen coming out of it, you're like, dude, that's your fucking seed in my mouth.
Mm-hmm. I also really wasn't ready for it because I was like, it was also my first hand job. It was like prepping to be my first hand job, but shit was just like dry out there.
It was
there.
Moving.
And I was
fast.
Like,
you all of a sudden,
that's
like,
how, that's how every way first blowjob
dry
starts.
Sea air just wasn't keeping it going.
Every first blowjob starts with a dry hand job.
Yeah, where you're like, this isn't going to work. I'm going to have to use my mouth. Like,
so you were like, your arm was getting tired and it was taking too long.
Yeah.
Is that I get that.
Yeah. So I was like, I'm going to have to move this to the next notch.
You know what? Fuck it. I'm ready. I'm ready. You know what? I didn't even think I was ready, but I'm ready.
Anal.
My fucking arm is. shit. It's time to get fisted.
She's like, this is a little dry. Let's try my asshole.
Well, yeah, that has to be a little bit of a nightmare for a dad. But the fact that you're still with the guy, it makes it okay,
Yeah, a little bit better.
Yeah. Well, look, we got it is the day after Christmas, Boxing Day in Canada and Europe and other countries around the world. I hope you guys all had a great Christmas.
It was all right.
Not good?
Yeah.
Kim?
It's fine.
Kim's Christmases are fun because she told me on Christmas Eve, she's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to a Christmas party bar thing or whatever. I don't know. And like when you have a garbage family, like, all it is you get together for the week of the holidays and everyone's just drugging and drinking.
Yeah.
And no one's on work. And it just kind of, it feels like vacation.
Right.
I think normal people, they don't get to disconnect from the world that way. They actually have real, like, responsibilities and everything. Mm-hmm. But like my family is just like garbage. For the most part, some of your family isn't garbage. So I meet some of your family and they're like, oh, they have their shit together. It's pretty cool. But all your immediate family, they're pretty...
Yeah.
They're pretty trashy.
Yeah, we partied.
Yeah, you just got crazy?
At one point, it was my nephew's birthday on the 22nd, and my mom was at his birthday party, his first birthday, and she yelled, "We're going to downtown tonight!" and tried to make like that the
really
exciting part. And everybody was like, "We don't care about the bar.
It's his first birthday.
Yeah.
He's eating cake."
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it's fun. It's good and bad. You want to grow up at one point. You want to just feel like an adult at one point,
For sure.
But I had a decent Christmas. What about you, Chris? Would you do anything fun?
No, I didn't really do a shit. My girlfriend was working. I kind of just hung out.
What depressing fucking Christmases you guys have. I mean, holy shit.
You don't have kids.
Yeah, when you don't have kids, it's weird. Like in your mid-20s, like early 30s, you're just... It's Christmas and there's nothing special.
Yeah, you don't get toys
anymore.
Pretend
there's magic in a world like a
You already borrowed against your Christmas gift with your parents 3 months ago.
Exactly.
I don't even have parents.
Can I get my Christmas gift 2 months early so I can pay rent, please, for the love of God? I had a really fun Christmas. My son, 6 years old, in a couple days. This is a fucking really fun time. And my niece, she's 3 years old. She's so fucking cute. And we just went crazy. Me and my sister, we didn't have anything growing up. So, you know, we just fucking way overcompensate. Just I bought him much. You saw what's
don't
just
get me
my
started
place.
With the jelly bean story.
Please tell.
Oh, my
please,
God.
Please, tell her you're right about this. I want everyone to listen to this fucking crazy story. Hey, please, don't
Lewis
get,
is, first
don't
of all, anybody that knows Lewis can agree with me. He's not the best communicator.
Don't get her started. I communicate for a living. 10 hours a week. This is what I do.
Oh, my God.
This is all I do. Look, I'm communicating right now. Look how clearly I'm communicating to the tens of thousands of people around the world that are listening
around
to the show
world.
Right now. Around the world. The words get out. They come out and the point is made. Sometimes I take the long route, okay?
This but is it's, a really actually, bad way, way to communicate
no, no, no.
that you're good at
no, no,
communicating.
No. What I do is, the way I talk, it's a scenic route. That's what it is. It's a scenic route.
Yeah,
and
then
go,
people fucking tap mind, out you know? And you're like, what?
Nobody's tapping out. People fucking love me. Are you out of your mind? That's I'm one of the best broadcasters in the world. This is what I'm talking about.
Oh.
The scenic route is called a detour.
It's not a detour. It's
not
a
what you
scenic
want.
Route, okay? Yeah, every once in a while, I got to stop and fucking fix a flat tire. There's some homeless people banging on my windows. I'm like, all right, relax. Hold on. Yeah, I'm a little wordy sometimes, but that's fine. I speak fucking well, all right, bitch? Where were we? What were we even talking about?
Jelly beans.
Yeah.
Jelly beans. Can I tell the story? Can I have that fucking vape pen, Alex? Tell the fucking story. Go ahead, Kim,
so,
please.
So when we went to California, I got James's jelly bean game.
It's called Bamboozled.
Bean Boozled, actually.
Well, that made it more difficult to find.
Because he had
bitch, it's called Bamboozled.
By the way, I texted that to him. This was just bad communication. And so I got it for, I put it on my Amazon card. I was going to get it for James for Christmas because he loved playing it like a few months back and whatever. But he put it on his Christmas list.
So hold on. Let me just interject. James,
No. Let me tell the story.
Let me just explain this. James has a Christmas list where he asks Santa Claus for 10 things every year. Just 10 things we put on the list. And he writes it out to him and we mail it out to Santa and all that, right? And this is one of the things that he asked for on the list. Now, James, his list... It's not like my kid's asking for a dirt bike and a computer and an iPad and a fucking...
It's a very simple Christmas list.
He's a fucking moron. It's great. Okay, he wants some beans. He wants a fucking can of tomato juice. You know, it's fucking... Look, this is it right here.
It's Bean Boozled. It's $4. It's a very simple, cute, fun game,
and
right?
Then, you know, it'll be a green jelly bean. It either tastes like lime key lime pie or grass. Or it'll be like...
It's the ones... Okay.
That's sort of the idea, right?
It's like, yeah, it's like key lime pie or it tastes like a booger. And it's like a really gross one or it's like a truth or dare.
And you eat them?
Yeah.
You eat them.
Yeah,
super fun. If it's a bad one, it's gross, right?
And it's like they actually make it really gross.
Yeah. So and my son's right now, he's very into sket humor. So if it's like a shit-flavored jelly bean, he'd be like, oh, great. That's awesome.
Yeah.
We're playing this whole game where you pull a monkey's finger and he farts in your face. It's a whole...
All it does is fart.
Yeah, the whole game. That's
the whole game. We just have this monkey fart in
there's
our
a pig
face.
One that I think it just makes noise
I'm
and
sure
then and then just farts.
It's all the same concept. Good. Yeah. Continue, Kim.
Okay, anyway. So
10 items.
So I
simple
have,
items.
Oh, my God. He's
I'm
not going to let me
all,
continue.
All the items.
Oh, my God.
Go ahead. That's the idea is we get him all the items because he doesn't ask for anything that crazy.
They get him all the items plus 35 more items.
No. That's from Santa. He's a good kid. He's
hold
a good
on,
boy
hold
all
on.
Year. Hold on.
Let
he's
me,
a good boy
yes,
all year.
Yes.
And then he asks Santa for these fucking gifts. And then Santa Claus says, hey, you've been a good boy. Now, if he was a bad boy, maybe he'd only get 9 items. Maybe
listen.
You'd get 9 items because the message would be that you're being a bad boy, kid. You get 90
items.
So
the problem was that I got him the jelly bean game when it was on Santa's list. So if it doesn't come from Santa, it will ruin Christmas.
Let me say this.
If it's specific. Wait, let me finish telling the story. You don't have to interject that your son was good all year. We get it. He's a good boy. He put things on his list. They get 35 things. I got the jelly beans. They're like, you know what? We're going to get that from Santa. So I took it off the cart.
That's not what I said. This
okay.
is where the miscommunication
this
was.
This is where the
hold
miscommunication
on.
Was. I'll agree.
This is where the miscommunication
he wanted
was.
Me to keep it on the cart so he could buy it. I thought he
slow
was going to go buy
down.
It when they
slow
went
down.
Shopping for Christmas.
Slow down.
That was a miscommunication. We don't got to keep going into it. That was a miscommunication. We don't need the scenic route.
I didn't tell her to not take it off the list. I
he
said She doesn't care because she's in her own world.
Because they sell that at Rite Aid. Why are we fucking having this conversation?
They don't sell it at Rite Aid.
They absolutely sell it to Dwayne Reed on my corner.
That was my point. That was my point. They sell it everywhere, right? So I was like, oh, they're going to get it when they go shopping. They want to do it for their Santa thing. I was like, cool, right? So I took it off the list. Christmas Eve comes around. Christmas Eve. Lewis calls me. He's like, so where's the Bean Boozled thing?
Where's we're wrapping gifts. Where's the Bean Boozled
game? I took it off the cart because I thought you guys were going to get it. He's like, no, he's not going to get everything on his list. You're ruining Christmas for my son. He's not going to believe in Santa if all the things are on his list.
Hold on. I didn't say any of that, but I'm glad you took the implication. I'm glad you actually took the subtext of what I was saying was, yes, stop ruining Christmas for my little boy.
That's what
Thank you.
Saying.
She actually got the message. Like, hey, so how much? How clearly did I communicate? Because she got the fucking message.
I was like, why don't you go pick up Bean Boozled fucking anywhere?
At Target on Christmas Eve. After I'd been at Target at 9 a.m. She says, why don't you go out again?
Looking for Bamboozled like a dumbass.
I said, why don't you? She says, why don't you go out again on Christmas Eve to Target in the afternoon to go pick up
or
this game
anywhere.
Go search for it on Christmas Eve. Is this being lost on you people? Go search
Chris,
for a fucking
please.
Game on Christmas Eve. 573
How far is Target from
out.
Your house?
573 on Christmas
20 minutes.
Eve.
20 minutes. He wasn't
Shut
doing
up.
Anything.
Listen, let me say this.
He had a couple podcasts.
573 Gasline, Mondays. Mondays, the busiest day. My Christmas Eve is Monday every fucking week.
Skanks was
you understand
pre-recorded.
How busy? Santa Claus
was pre-recorded. Thank you.
Santa Claus says December 24th. I have fucking Monday every week, fucking 52 times a year. Do you understand? That's my life. Okay. So Mondays are not a day. Plus it being Christmas Eve, where I need to go find a fucking game. I'm not wrong. 573 Gasline. Who's right? Me or Kimberly Congdon? If you have the right answer, you could win a free Real Ass Podcast mug.
I don't know if anyone's right here. I feel like it was a really simple miscommunication.
Yes, that's what I said. And he's freaking out. And
now,
he's like,
and here's
she thought you were getting the toy. You thought she was getting the toy, and neither of you got the toy. And then did you eventually end up being able to find it?
He found it at Target.
Hold
when
on.
I said
it was
she
there.
She ordered it at Target, right? And then I go there. I shop at Target. I was like, fine, I'll go back to Target. In the afternoon, I spend my entire time waiting on a crazy long line. I buy other stuff. I go to pick it up. She canceled it by accident.
I didn't cancel. He's lying.
She canceled
He's
it.
Lying.
They
Target
didn't have it.
Literally
they didn't have
emailed
it.
Me.
They didn't have it.
Okay, he's lying.
They didn't have
That's
it.
Why he's talking over me, because he's lying.
No, I'm
Target emailed me and they said they accidentally gave away the one that I pre-ordered to hold at the store.
They canceled
and then
it.
They
and
said
it's in an email that they canceled her order, and I waited like an asshole. So then I had to yell at the poor Target employee after me personally.
The only thing
management.
He had to do was ask if they had any extras. He left Target. He yelled at them and left and then called me and was like,
you really communicated
they canceled
to
your
me.
Order. They canceled your order. And I go, did you ask if they had any on the shelf? And he's like, no, now I got to go back to Target. And that's where he found it on the shelf. All he had to do was go in and say, do you have the game? The whole time.
I
he's
never
just a
left
fucking
Target.
Idiot.
I lied
he's
to
a
you.
Fucking idiot.
I wanted to
oh,
make
yeah,
you
he
feel
lied.
Bad.
Oh, yeah, he
I
lied
did.
Now.
I was standing right oh, there. Yeah. I was when I
but
yelled at
you. But you were too dumb to ask yourself.
She was already on
he was
the
eating
way
one
the,
of those $2 hot dogs.
She was already on her way to the game section to pick it up for me when I was yelling. I was just furious that you didn't care.
You're contradicting yourself. I was on my way to go get it because I cared so much, but I didn't care. You're
listen,
just saying dumb things.
Listen to me. Here's
you're
what everyone
idiot.
Needs to realize.
I'm
Hold
glad
on.
Everyone
First
can
all,
hear it.
Here's what everyone needs to realize.
That you're a moron.
I know magic.
Oh, no.
Brian, look. Ordinary handkerchief. My sister, I bought my son a magic set for Christmas, and because he really likes being able to mystify everyone, and you know, he's a fucking great little kid. Obviously, gonna be very tough, not a nerd at all. His best friend's a fucking little wheezy Asian kid with glasses. Fucking my kid is just set up to be fucking a wimpy nerd for the rest of his life. We got him a little magic set, which is very cute. He's very into it. But my sister also for Christmas got me. A pocket magic set, because I used to be into magic when I was a kid, and this was one of the tricks, which is this handkerchief. Look, ordinary handkerchief.
That was a scenic route of the magic intro.
Yeah, it was. I took the scenic route. I have to fill 10 hours of podcasting a week. Ordinary handkerchief, right, Brian? Watch. I'm going to show you guys something. What you do is just put it in your hand. Okay. Ready? 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 Wait, hold on.
Are you ready? I am the mind free. There's
That was pretty impressive.
Thanks, man.
If only you could have made Bean Boozled showed up like that.
My son deserves everything on his list. My son. And,
but, I, yeah, my whole point is, he.
And then she rolls her eyes on the phone. Can I tell you why I got actually?
My whole point is, if he got 40 gifts, he wouldn't have noticed if he didn't get all 10 on the list.
How do you know she rolled her eyes on the phone?
He doesn't.
Also, why are you letting him keep a copy of that list? Once it goes to Santa, he should not.
He doesn't have a copy. He has an impeccable memory because he's a nerd. Okay.
He would never think about the fact that that one thing didn't go in there.
He definitely knows.
He got so much shit he wouldn't have known.
Let me explain to you something. This is actually why I got mad, because miscommunication happens. It does happen, and I am frustrated on Christmas. It is what it is. But when I call her and say, I was like Kim, you know,
that's not how he started it. I already know right now. Not how he started the call.
Cunt. Earth Nitro.
Yeah. Cunt. When
I'm in the middle of Christmas dinner with my family. It's silent at the table. I answer
Christmas dinner.
Phone.
By the way, that's just a club in fucking South Florida.
No.
They're
no.
all doing blow
with
They're
my
all
white
fucking...
family. With my white family. Oh, so it's like a nice, quiet dinner. The table set. There's bread and butter. It's quiet. It's like clinking.
That's what they give the Puerto Ricans. Just bread and butter.
I like how that's what makes it classy to her. It's like there was bread and butter.
There was clinking. Like with the clinks, like a lot of shit clinking, and I pick up the phone. And he's like, "You're fucking ruining Christmas!" And then I get off the phone. They're like, "Was that your boyfriend?" Oh. And then it just calls over and over again about fucking $4 Bean Boozled that's everywhere
it's
in town.
Everywhere.
He's just so dumb.
It's
he won't Google where can I find Bean Boozled. It's one Google away. Oh, I'm sick of it. Oh. Don't even talk to me about tree decorations.
Can I
it took
to
fucking
why,
six canceled Amazon orders, four
can I
trips
to
different
why
stores.
I got mad? Because this was the attitude. Because it wasn't even so much that it was a miscommunication that happens.
She said dinner with her white family.
But let me
she's trying to get some rent.
Let
paid.
Me say this. She, her attitude was, oh, so fine. He doesn't get one of the gifts on the list. That's what she said.
No, I said you can find it.
No, even before that.
My
you
God.
Said, you're like, okay, so he only gets 9 out of 10. Like, rolls her eyes like, oh my God.
He's like, acting like he only got 10 gifts for him. There was 40. It's fucking, it was enormous.
It's bananas.
It wouldn't have been a thing he would have ever thought of. He wouldn't have been on Christmas morning surrounded by gifts where you couldn't see him like, I wish I had Bean Boozled.
Maybe.
He just
it was
wouldn't
one of
have.
His,
he
was one of his favorite kids.
He's also one of the happiest kids ever. He's not like that. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like
this
you
is
guys
why you're
him.
A bad communicator, because you clearly just want us all to tell you you're a good dad.
Yeah,
you're
you
a good
gave
dad,
him an amazing
it's
Christmas. It sounds incredible.
Terrible magician, decent dad.
It sounds like the
that
best.
Was solid fucking doggy. Look, nothing in my hand. Right?
Oh my God.
nothing. Right? Watch. Ready? Ready? Are you ready?
He just breaks up with me.
Hold on.
This is really good. I actually don't know how you're doing it. It's fucking impressive. I don't know what to say. You're a good father.
Yes, thanks. He had a great Christmas. Yeah. And he got Bean Boozled and everything was fine.
Yeah,
he was at Target.
Because he has a father who cares. That's why he got it. All right. See this pen? 1, 2, 3.
Oh, it makes me angry. I don't know why.
I need another pen.
maybe if you didn't get your kid all the gifts he asked for every year, he wouldn't be such a nerd. Ever think of that?
That's not true. My kid gets a little bit of happiness. Actually, I had a moment with him because I explained
Tell
him,
look, I got you 9 of these gifts. You're going to have to beat up your Asian friend if you want the 10th one.
Yes. Well,
I'm going to have to pull a Wahlberg on this kid.
I explained to him that you know, he's very lucky. It was like when I was a kid, I didn't really have much money for toys. I didn't really get much. And then
See,
he goes,
Santa Claus doesn't really like Puerto Ricans, yeah. But he'll come for you because we lie to him.
Well, I, you know, when I told him this, he got like a tear in his eye. He goes, Dad, you're going to make me cry. That's so sad. I love you. And I gave him a hug and was like, you're getting 11 gifts. You're getting everything you want, little boy. It was the sweetest thing in the world. He fucking cleaned us. This morning we were in bed.
Really cute.
I was like, let me snooze, James. I was like, get up, I'll make you breakfast. I was like, you can watch TV. You can play your Nintendo Switch. So I was like, James, when I get up in an hour, I was like, we have to clean because there's toys everywhere. You know, he was like, okay. So like an hour later, I get a knock on the door and it's like, Dad, get up. And I get up and he'd cleaned up all of his toys by himself without even being asked and just put them all like to the side under the tray. It was the fucking sweetest thing.
Well, that's
thing
not
in the
even
world.
The sweetest. What he said was the sweetest. He was like, this morning it was like my toys were everywhere and I was going to ask you to help me clean, but I was like, you know what? I'm a big boy. I can do this.
He's the fucking best. 10 gifts on his list, all of them. That's why.
What were some of the other things on the list?
Dildo, lube,
Blue Chew.
No, we have those laying
around. Oh, it's
around,
funny. Yeah. He got
Blue
this
Chew.
Big
KKK hoodie.
Infinite CBD.
He got this big kitchen set, and this morning he went out and looked at it.
Don't tell my fans that my kid got a kitchen set.
Oh,
right?
My God,
didn't.
Awesome.
He did. We
it's
got
really
one.
Is that
one? We're trapping gay kids with this kitchen set. We're like, hey, gays, come play with this kitchen set. We're gonna beat them up afterwards.
He
it's
got
pretty
this
cool.
Big
it's actually
set.
A gay trap. It's a gay trap.
And then you drag him with his power wheels.
Yeah.
It's really cute.
We drag him behind his
his big wheel.
His big wheel cart.
Whose idea was the kitchen set?
It was on his fucking list, so he got it.
He loved it. Oh,
so he got it. He also likes Fancy Nancy. It's a nightmare.
Okay, yeah, so we got it.
I'm going to start calling him Fancy Nancy if you keep on watching that fucking show. Turn on the trailer for Fancy Nancy, by the way.
What the fuck is Fancy Nancy?
Continue what you were saying. It's a TV show that comes after a Vampirina, and this is a little girl's hour.
Thank God you're showing that kid MMA, because he's just watching Fancy Nancy. This is an issue.
Vampirina's on. I have a problem with Vampirina already, right?
You can tell Lewis gets annoyed every time James is like, let's watch Vampirina. He's like, all right.
What the fuck is Vampirina?
Vampirina's a little vampire girl who moved from Transylvania to Pennsylvania, and she's trying to, you know, acclimate to a regular lifestyle.
That sounds great.
It's just a female lead. It's nothing gay. It's just a female lead.
It's a female lead, but they're a little fucking normal friend who's not a vampire, and they gotta, like, you know, learn about each other's lives.
Is Fancy Nancy not a female
lead? So Fancy Nancy is the bitch that's on next.
Pause it for a second.
Fancy Nancy looks trans.
So Vampirina goes off, and
Fancy Nathan.
Fancy Nathan. So, dude, like, Fancy Nancy's up next, and I go to turn it, and he's like, no, I want to watch Fancy Nancy. I'm like, fucking, of course you do. Take the remote, James, whatever you want. So then this is what comes on. Look.
Who loves being fancy? Who's unique? One of a kind. Who adores mom, dad, and JoJo? And friends who are sublime.
Sublime.
Do you think your son jerks off to this?
No. He wants to be her. I see him doing the moves. He's like living through her. He just wants to be fancy.
Aww. This bitch doesn't even seem that fancy.
And voila, life's fantastic. That's French for fantastic.
Oh, no.
Doggy. She speaks French randomly like that. She's like, you know who I hate too? Because he watches Muppet Babies. Miss Piggy is the fucking worst. Am I wrong or am I right about that?
Oh, she's, mentally
she's very
abusive
annoying.
For sure.
Yeah.
She's fucking really annoying.
Yeah.
Just like a little fat fucking, little fat girl who thinks everything's beautiful and fabo.
I don't really remember her at all besides being mean to Kermit.
Yeah, I don't remember her from the Muppet Babies.
I don't
know
the babies. Was she mean as a baby? Annoying as a baby?
She's annoying as a baby. She's even more annoying as a baby.
Damn.
Because
she's
at this
more
point,
fuckable.
They should have stomped it into her that she's not attractive at this time. They shouldn't have been like, oh, you're a little fucking princess. You know, you need to prepare these women for life. She's already pretty chunky.
It's like, Miss Piggy, you need a good personality.
Yeah, you better learn how to fucking... You better learn how to fucking play the guitar, tell some jokes, draw a picture, something. All right? Yeah, so that show I have to deal with my son wanting to watch all the time as well. So yeah, he did get a kitchen set. Fine.
So we walked
How
out this
fancy
morning.
Is a kitchen set?
It's nice. It makes a when the food grills.
Yeah.
That does sound great.
Yeah, it's really cool. But he looked at it this morning. He was staring at the box and he was like,
oh, yeah.
Shit.
Like, he was impressed with it. He was like, impressed. Like, shit.
He was
it.
Like, yeah. He was like, shit. That's what he said.
And then I walked in and I heard him say it. And I didn't even say anything, and he just caught himself, and because he realized we were there, and he went, shoot.
No. Yeah.
No, first he went, shoot. And then he went, chef.
He was pretending he was sounding out chef.
Yeah, it was cute. But me and Shannon got into a little bit of a thing this morning. I came in, and, you know, my niece is really cute, but she fucking hates everybody. She really doesn't like me at all. She
definitely hates Fancy Nancy, that's for sure.
She's not
just James. That's what we call James.
Yeah. She's not a nice kid. The little girl is really, really mean to me, and she calls me the guy in the city.
Yeah, she does.
Does she really?
Yeah.
Holy That's shit. What you call someone that molests you, by the way.
Yeah, the guy in the city.
The guy in the city.
She refers to her vagina as the city.
There's no Uncle Louis. What the fuck?
She doesn't call me. She doesn't even talk to me. She doesn't refer to me.
It's just what your sister calls you then.
I'll be like, I'll be like, hi, Bianca. I love you. And she literally will look through me and yeah. just walk past me. There's nothing, like nothing. If I try to grab her, she'll scream and cry.
Smart kid.
Okay.
So it's been a slow burn for me even to love this kid. Like, it's this is the first year that I even love her, and it's just because she's worn me down after years of being mean. And I
how old is she?
She just turned 3.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, so she's, you know, she's getting love now, but she's very cute. She's very sweet. And now there's, like, she'll play with me a little bit here and there. Like, I can trick her into, like, laughing. Like, you know, I'll be fun with her. But, you know, fine. So my sister also really spoils my son, so I have to sort of keep up with that. So we really fucking, we bought these kids an insane amount of gifts. I showed up, tons of fucking Barbies and toys and fancy Nancy shit and all that other stuff. And I was showing Shannon pictures of my niece. Show her the picture of my niece with Santa Claus this year. Pull this up. Try to keep my fucking nieces. Cutest little girl in the world, right? Yes, yes.
I think the reason you're not supposed to show pictures of children on things like this is because this is a good way for them to get abducted.
Why? Oh, what? Showing pictures of children on a...
Because now they know her name.
They know her.
They know your mom or your sister's Instagram.
Hey, your uncle Louis told me to come pick you up from school.
No, you idiot.
That's she doesn't even know his name.
Unless they say the guy,
hey,
from,
guy
the city.
From the city. Said he wants me to take you to the city with me.
Then she'll be like, no, that's an easy way to get her not to go.
No, that's not what fucking happens. My sister tags me in photos all the time with the kids. I mean, yeah, technically, yes. I guess social media is the way that they, you know, abduct kids. But I don't think that us talking about it on the podcast would be it. I think her being on Instagram and tagging me.
That's probably way worse.
Instagram would be probably a way worse thing. But no, look how fucking cute the kid is. But look at her body language with Santa Claus. She's like, get the fuck away from me. And
to be fair, let's take a look at this particular Santa Claus. That is that's an unkempt Santa beard.
It is a little weird and straight, right?
Yeah.
It's too kempt, actually.
He looks like a Satanist in his off time.
Is it kempt?
Unkempt, for sure. I don't know if kempt is
unkempt.
Yeah,
I thought it was kept.
I thought it was unkempt too. I was going to say something, but I didn't.
He
want
said
to
unkempt, and I was like, I heard that wrong.
No, it
like,
is unkempt for sure.
No, shut up.
Unkempt. I thought kempt. It was unkempt.
Weird. There's an M there, huh?
Hmm.
Weird. So this is her body language with me as well. This is the way she is. She's like, just get the fuck away from me, Uncle Lou. But look how cute my niece is. So then Shannon was like, yeah, she was like, she's really cute. Not as cute as my niece is. But then I was like, okay, are you out of your fucking mind? And then she showed me her nieces, and I don't want to lead the jury here, but I mean, her nieces are whatever. I mean,
really,
you know,
cute.
She's
Stop.
Cute, but I mean, what are you talking about here? Are we talking about this versus, give me some more baby Bianca. This maybe is getting a little pedophile-y. Now we're like,
give me some more shots of her. Can we get a side angle? Let's see that waist.
Yeah, not that one. That one's not that cute. Don't be an asshole and pick not cute ones, you fucking cunt.
I think that's cute.
Go down. Go down. Down. That's not
that
one. That's
really
not even.
Cute
that's
there.
Not even cute. Go down.
I mean, there aren't.
That,
any
that's
oh
fucking
my god.
Cute.
That's so cute.
That's
She's
cute.
So cute.
She looks like a little fucking break dancer. Keep on going down. Get more. I mean, Stop. Doggy. Come on. What are we doing here, Shannon?
Aww.
She's half fucking Puerto Rican,
pictures.
Half Mexican. Look at this.
She said her nieces don't have bad pictures.
Oh, this is my nephew. Come on.
Oh,
oh, my God. Listen to the responses in the room, Louis. Look at him.
Yeah, that is definitely not a kid who watches Fancy Nancy. Fuck, that kid's all man.
Oh, he's
a
so
cute kid, but I mean, what are we going to do?
Oh, go back. Who's that?
With my brother-in-law.
Fucking slut.
Yummy.
Look at how cute she is.
She's cute, but she's no baby B. What are you talking about? Here, go back to baby B. She's a normal kid. She would walk past. She's unremarkable. Look at this. I don't want to be a princess. Come on, doggy. Doggy.
Shannon's niece looks happier.
So cute.
Kim. What? No, she's a little bitch, this one. I'll say it to her face. I'll say it right to her fucking face. That man in the city thinks you're a bitch. Kim, what are we doing here? Are we going to pretend? I mean, what are we doing here?
Oh, my God. Look at her hand on her hip.
What are we doing here?
Hip.
Is it even a fucking... Like, yeah, fine, Shannon, you got cute nieces and nephews, but, I mean, what are we doing here? We need to get a pedo on the phone. 573 gas line. If you're a pedo or a pedo or whatever it is, we need your opinions here. If you had to molest one of these children, which one are you picking?
In the chat room, I got one. Shannon's nieces are cuter. In the chat room. I just
okay, well,
God,
tell
Ray.
Ban him because he's a pedo. And
shut down his gas account.
Whoa. That's $6 a month.
You out of your fucking mind in the chat? Yeah, of course, Shannon, you would say that as well in the chat. Why don't you pull up the ones that say that my niece is cuter in the chat?
When one comes through, I'll tell you.
Oh. there's a racial component to this. Like,
because
some
brown
people,
kids are cuter.
She's got a blonde niece.
No,
and
but they're
like,
half Colombian.
Okay, but like blonde kids, super cute, and then like Hispanic kids Whoa. Are super cute, and it's like different. You
Alex
can't
just
compare.
Said the blonde kid was cuter.
She was trying to say the blonde kid was cuter.
You can't and then compare kids of two different
I mean,
races
listen,
who's cuter.
Here's the thing.
She was saying white kids
pull
are cuter
the dark
and
web and see which one gets a higher bid.
I watched the whole thing happen.
I was not. I'm just,
you were. You were like, well, you know, of course she got that thing. Blonde
that's not
kids.
I'd prefer to have non-white babies. I happen to think that they're like super cute with like
a little bit of mix.
Skin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like me. Look how cute I was.
And me.
Look how cute you guys are.
See?
We're so cute.
Is that you guys?
But now I hear these kids are mixed too, so it's now it's
they're very cute.
Toss up.
Look at them.
They're cute, Shannon, but you know they're
aw, what?
They're very cute.
Freaking cute.
573 Gaslight. If you're a pedophile, if you like to have sex with children, or not like to have sex with children, if you like to admire children.
I feel like we can't take the boy into consideration.
Because he's not that cute, right?
Well, no, it's unfair. We're comparing the girls. Because
we're trying to get James
in the mix. Otherwise, then we have to get James in the mix, and it's going to get fucked up.
Are we going to get James in this competition?
No, you can't. He's the cutest baby in the world.
What are we going to do here?
You can't.
What are we going to do
here? We're discounting Shannon's nephew. It's a girl.
Sorry, Shannon's your nephew.
He lost
girl on girl baby beauty contest.
He lost before the battle even started. That's why. We don't even want to get him there. We don't want to hurt this kid's feelings. He's gonna see this one day, and we don't want him to fucking have a complex. So Shannon, very cute nieces and nephews, Shannon, but you're trying to fucking compete with the best here. Anything else in the chat? I would love to know their opinions.
Lewis's nieces look like they're being forced to pose and made fun.
Nieces? I don't even have.
Yep. Better not be talking about mine.
She's talking about yours.
One says, I'm going to abstain from this conversation. Let's move along.
Is it making people... We're not actually talking about wanting to have... These are
don't
cute children.
I'm just wishing I didn't take a blue chew right before the show. Is all I'm saying.
Because
it works, man.
You can have a conversation about whose kids are cuter. Not everything has to be fucking perverted, you fucking animals.
Has not one person called?
No one called. I figured you'd get a pedo. At least somebody would pretend to be one for the bit. Jesus Christ, guys.
Yeah, just if they call, we just have to keep them. Us. We have to keep them on the line for one full minute, and then Sting will show up at their door.
Mm-hmm. I love it. The pedophile Sting. One of my favorite bits ever. Legion of Skanks. We're going to shoot it one day. It's going to be like, what do they call it? Catch a Predator? Mm-hmm. But we're going to all dress up as Sting in different versions of his career. All right. All right, guys, real quick, let's just talk about Bathmate, which is one of the best new sponsors on the show. This company is amazing, and they've been helping us live the dream of having the biggest dicks in podcasting. Bathmate is the world's first penis pump that lets you use water to safely enlarge your penis. It provides long-lasting improvements for your penis size, erection strength, personal confidence, and sex life. And at this point, this is a big milestone, they've helped over 1 million users worldwide, okay? They use water instead of air, which makes it risk-free. I guess there's some real issues with using air to pump up your dick. And let me tell you something. If there's any risk involving my dick, I'm not doing it. I would rather fucking have a tiny dick than risk my dick being torn off by a fucking air pump, okay? Whether you're in the bath or shower, you just fill up your Bathmate with warm water and you're ready to start growing your dick, which I love that phrase. You can grow a dick. Imagine that. You can grow your own dick, ladies. They're going to make men obsolete one day. The pump increases blood flow to your penis, and with regular use, you will increase your length and girth, and over 85% of surveyed users report real results. All the products are built with body-safe materials, and all the hydro pumps are clinically proven to be safe to use, courtesy of Aspen Clinical Research. It's easy to incorporate in your shower and bath routine, giving you real size and confidence boosts without any awkwardness. And they're so confident that you're going to love the Bathmate Penis Pump. You're going to get a 60-day, no-questions-asked return policy. And it all comes with a 2-year guarantee as well. So no questions asked. They can't be like, hey, Chris, why is your penis pump full of semen?
I mean,
that's not the way you use it. You're not supposed to have sex with your penis pump.
I mean, what if you just pre-jack? You're just so excited.
You're not supposed to answer. You're supposed to say, hey, no fucking questions asked. No. Realize podcast said no questions, buddy. Take it. And you flick the jizz in their face. That's what I would do anyway. This is your chance to live.
Seems odd that I'd be returning a penis pump in person, but if you say so,
you're
going
to do it that way. That's where we expect you to do it. This is your last. This is your chance to live your most confident life and have a workout routine that's going to give you real size results. Go to bathmatedirect.com/rap. That is bathmatedirect.com/rap. That's bathmatedirect.com/rap. And use the promo code RAP. And check this out. If you use that code, you're going to get a free lifetime warranty. This is $100 value. You get a free lifetime warranty on this.
Okay? Also, no questions asked.
No questions asked on that warranty. Once again, that is bathmatedirect.com/RAP. Use that promo code RAP. Get yourself a big dick. Let's get back into it. All right, Zach, death watch is off. Pedophile contest, get done. All right. Oh, yeah. You know, I saw the new Spider-Man movie, which I liked.
The cartoon?
Yeah.
How was it?
I loved it. Kim, you liked it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was the first time that I had ever watched, because when Black Panther came out and people were like, oh, little black kids around the world can finally be like, look, a superhero looks like me.
What about Blade?
And I was like, yeah, but nobody really. That wasn't like, that was like a
move. Blade was the shit. Blade 2? I know,
but nobody, it wasn't a Marvel superhero. When Blade came out.
Literally a Marvel superhero.
Listen, when Blade came out, Marvel superhero movies weren't like they are today. These are massive blockbuster films. The biggest films in the world now. Back then, superhero films were weirdly like obsolete. Like they weren't that good. Like the old Supermans weren't that good. Batmans, they were good. Like I liked the old Batman.
They were good for the time.
Yeah, and they were just sort of like.
But that's what I'm saying. Up to the point,
every
Blade
little
was the
kid
best one.
Wasn't like, oh my god, I want to be Spider-Man or Batman. Like now, like everyone, you know, from fucking 5-year-olds to 90-year-olds, everyone sees the new fucking Avengers movie. It's like crazy. It's a different thing, right? Blade was not that big. Nobody really gave a shit. And nobody also...
Blade was the
and
shit,
and yes,
son.
I know that he's a Marvel superhero, but nobody looks at Blade as being the first black fucking superhero. He also, you know, evaded paying his taxes for 10 years. He's not a good fucking, you know, role model. It's a fact.
This new Spider-Man, cartoon Spider-Man, high school Kim would...
Oh, she wanted to suck this kid's dick. Half black, half Puerto Rican. She's way in. Loves it.
He
right?
was so
he's a
cute.
Cartoon?
Yeah, it's a cartoon. He was like a high school kid. He was exactly what I would go for in high school.
Middle school, by the way. He's in middle school.
Oh, it was middle
grade.
School? Damn.
Yeah. And by the way, the chick. The
they
blonde,
made him very adult-like. They
yeah,
did.
I would have. Let me explain you something. Pull up the fucking, the chick.
Pull up the dude.
It's Gwen Stacy, right?
Doggy, I would let her take a dump in my mouth. I don't care how old she is in this cartoon.
She's supposed to be,
I don't
Peter Parker's
care
girlfriend.
How old she is. How old is she supposed to be, Spider-Girl?
Probably 17.
She said she was 16 months older than Spider-Man. She's a little fucking hottie.
I was trying to picture hot cartoon characters, but
that's not really...
It's better than I anticipated.
She looked cute in the classroom.
Yeah, you gotta...
Yeah, that's my man. There he is.
She's
you have to see his personality too. It's really good.
We are pedos, by the way. We really are.
Fucking as long as we say it that way, it's fine.
I feel less creepy about it because they're cartoons. Like they're not actual children, right?
Yeah.
They made her hot. They made her. What am I supposed to say?
They made
her fucking
sexy. 13-year-olds look 20.
What am I supposed to say?
I'm not gonna lie.
How old is cartoon 13 really? You know what I'm saying? Pull up maybe a trailer from the movie and we can see her as well.
Or him.
Some of that
I believe in the trailer she's just got the hood on the whole time.
My name is Miles Morales, and in my world, I'm the one and only Spider-Man. That is, until he showed up.
And it's a no on the cape.
Compared to the actual adult, he really looks like a child.
He does, yeah.
I mean, holy shit. A small child.
And she didn't look like a child. Look at her.
Who are you?
Doggy.
I'm Gwen Stacy.
Yeah, she can get
another dimension.
How many more spider people are there?
Hey, fellas.
Mine's still hot.
No, yours isn't hot. Yours looks more and more like a boy.
Look at how small they are. Well, you should have seen him before he was next to the tall guy.
I'm supposed to save the whole world.
Right in the beginning when he was like listening to that music by himself, you even looked over at me. Yeah.
Because that's your type of kid, a little fucking half black. You liked it. That's her thing.
Yeah.
One time. All right. It's fine. We got it. It's great, by the way. It's fucking awesome. It was really cool. It was very well made. James loved it.
I wish I had seen that instead of I went to see Aquaman last week. It was fucking
terrible,
awful.
Right?
It was the worst thing I've ever seen.
Yeah. Not good.
Fucking bad.
We went and watched it. What did you just say a second ago?
You said Half Black and then One Time.
Oh, yeah. One time Kim got mad at me because she listened to an old Legion of Saints, which is a new theme in our life, her listening to old episodes of podcasts and getting mad at me for stupid things. Well, welcome to my life being fucking really annoying.
Well,
for
that's how
long.
I found out I have AIDS.
It's also eventually how this business is going to collapse.
Yeah. So, yeah, she got mad because we were ranking the races of women
by
hotness.
I love that episode. Yeah. I love that episode. It's one of my favorites.
So I said on top of the top of the food chain is white, and then Hispanic was second.
Oh, I was pissed.
Oh, shit.
She's mad. Now, here's the reality, okay? That's true. Nobody disagrees with that. That's a fucking fact. White women are the hottest, and then Hispanic women are the second hottest.
And you had a trouble with me saying that about babies?
Well, you said that about that's true.
What the fuck?
It's a fact. It's just a fact. She feels about babies how you feel about men. Like, she'd rather fuck a mixed little mulatto baby. So she gets mad at me, like legitimately mad. Like, oh yeah, you really that's your fucking thing. And I'm like, Kim, I was like, what do you think? Puerto Ricans are the hottest. And then she stopped. She was like, oh wait. I was like, well, what's the hottest race? I mean, I guess like half black, half white would probably be the hottest. I was like, she could even just threw me as one of the options. She didn't fucking pretend.
He made a good point. I give it to him when he makes a good point.
Yeah. So,
I'm not stubborn. I'm like, you got it. You're right. You're less attractive than any half black, half white guy.
Maybe true. Yeah.
I rarely see a half black, half white guy that looks bad. Rarely.
Yeah. Maybe. I'm sure they're out there. I'm sure you just don't know. You probably just don't notice.
I don't see them. I look right through them.
Yeah, you don't see ugly people. That's the thing. They all just kind of fucking creep along the walls.
Spiders.
And then you see a hot, dude. You're like, wow. There you go. But I enjoyed that. Yeah, I don't know. They've made all the movies now at this point. They're so good. I don't really need to go see. I only see really big budget, action-packed superhero movies now because I have a kid. I don't really get to go to the movies that often. She hates fucking movies, but they've made them so good. She does.
Really?
She hates movies.
Mm-hmm.
Awful. Going to the movies or watching movies?
I love watching movies at home.
Okay.
I hate going to the movies. It's uncomfortable. It feels dirty. It's cold.
They have such nice theaters now where you could like fucking lay back.
And then I fall
like
asleep.
Dope.
And then it's a waste of a movie.
Yeah. That's true.
Boring.
We went. Like, where did we go to a movie? Was it me and you, or was it a different girl? Bring.
It was Aquaman. Are you there?
Can I have some more coffee? Also, in Aquaman,
I'll take one too if you're grabbing them.
That's my fucking fantasy chick. That's my hall pass bitch.
You don't
Amber
get
her?
A hall
oh, because
pass.
You think you could bang her?
I
remember this is the
Who?
The theory is that you could fuck her.
Who?
And that's why
I could.
Who?
Amber Heard.
If I really wanted to fuck Amber Heard.
No.
If that's what I really, really, if I put, that's just not.
How about we have a contest? Drake versus Amber Heard. Let's
cool.
see who can fuck the one of them first.
That seems unfair.
I don't.
She doesn't even seem that extravagant.
You're
me.
Right. This is the point. This is why. She's attainable. You need to pick. You can't pick
is
Drake.
She?
Yeah, she's attainable. She's gorgeous. She's perfect. But you got to understand, here's what happened. Okay?
Why can't Kim pick Drake? That's so unfair.
She can pick Drake?
Yeah.
Cool.
You just said you can't pick Drake.
No, she can't fuck Drake. She cannot do it.
Yes,
she does not have the ability.
Yes, it could.
Drake?
Wait,
yes, she could. Yes, she could.
Drake had a crush
him.
On Sarah Silverman.
Drake would fuck him.
Facts. Oh, my.
You just have to show up.
Oh, my God. Stop it. You guys.
Stop. Oh.
Don't even.
My God.
Yeah. Can we get some Amber Heard body shots?
No,
possibly? Can you stop being such a bitch, Shannon?
Do it.
And it's just you go to fucking like V-cut fucking sexy fucking dick shots of this
oh
asshole. And then Amber Heard, it's a booger on her fucking eyeball. You fucking asshole. Can we get some hot, give me some of those bikini shots.
That's not even Amber Heard.
It's not even Amber Heard.
If Kim
there
fucked Drake, I'd be mad at her.
Can we, there's some
if
more. There
I'd
we
be
go.
Like
Are you
super
kidding
jealous.
Me? Are you fucking kidding me?
Oh, that's really not as good as Drake was. Oh yeah, nice.
She's fine.
She's ridiculous. Listen to me.
She's no Drake.
And she's garbage. Okay. I don't even know, but
if you
can I tell you
I
why
I would love to give each other celebrity hall passes.
Can I tell you why I think she's garbage? This is kind of fucked up, contest. Right? Because Johnny Depp smacked the shit out of her, I now define her as garbage. Is that fucked up?
That's pretty fucked up.
I forgot she was his wife.
And then she was with, afterwards, she was with Elon Musk. Now look, she's with some pretty A-list dudes, okay? What?
But you can get an Equinox membership.
I can get it. Yeah, you're goddamn right. That's what I got Kim for Christmas, by the way.
I'm fucking lit
That's
off of it.
A great gift.
I got her an Equinox so membership, and she got me...
socks.
A mug.
Your gifts haven't came in yet.
Wait, a gas digital mug?
That's what my mom used to tell me. My gifts haven't come in yet.
Oh, I used to get that too.
He missed the Amazon package.
I missed it for my own gifts.
Well, if you had just moved into a doorman building.
Yeah, that's true. So yeah, I got nothing. I got some whiskey glasses. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Kim got a pretty amazing Christmas, which is fine. Amber Heard.
Did you get all 10 things you asked for?
Amber Heard, if this is the point that I made. This is my theory.
Mm-hmm. Why did Davidson, you fixate on her, of all people?
Because I just think she's really hot.
There's so many hotter chicks.
But there's a couple factors there. She lets guys hit her.
She doesn't even throw her hands up to block.
She fucking, come on. Don't you? What do you want me to say here? She's a little bit damaged. Am I crazy to say that a girl that's a little fucking, she's a little bit of a wackadoodle? Wackadoodle. Didn't she put out some fucking.
It sounds like one of the games videos you bought James of her. For Christmas.
Wackadoodle. It's just Amber Heard's face. Yeah. You spin a thing and every time.
You have to
take Johnny Depp's hand and punch her in the face
three
times.
A bunch of metal rings.
It's whack-a-mole, but you have to wear like a bunch of bracelets. Like yeah. Yeah.
Pirate jewelry.
Yeah.
There was something about her that I liked. But if Pete Davidson could get Ariana Grande, she's the elite number one.
How did he do that?
Right. This is the point. I feel like the analogy Pete Davidson is to Ariana Grande as Luis J. Gomez is to Amber Heard. That's not a crazy analogy right there in terms of like the amount of fame. The fame differentiation and in like where we're at.
She was just in the number one movie in the world.
She jumped up when I came up with this theory. She did bump up a little bit. Since this thing, am I wrong or am I right? What did that bitch do? What was she doing before this movie? Give me her fucking IMDb.
I never heard of her until this conversation.
Exactly. Exactly.
To be perfectly fair.
That movie made $300 million in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, but she's not. Nobody gives a fuck about her. They give a fuck about
Jason
Cal Drago.
Mm-hmm.
She's
yes.
pretty though. Look how pretty she is. Go down to her IMDb. London Fields.
Her smell.
Don't even know what that is. All right, so Justice League.
But she was like very briefly in Justice League.
Until I do. Wait, I do. Until
she was in Magic Mike XXL. That
was a
Danish
girl. Yeah, dude. Look at her garbage.
The Adderall Diaries. Come on.
look at her garbage resume, dog.
Syrup.
The Rum Diary. Why so many diaries?
Terrible, terrible. Look, there's nothing here. There's nothing good.
Rum Diary
good.
Was a big movie.
Nothing good.
Zombieland?
Zombieland is
all
good.
All B movies. All bullshit, horseshit movies. So you're not going to... This wasn't Pineapple Express. Okay, that's fun.
That's great.
Californication, that's a good TV show.
Yeah, but one
episode. She was like a TV actress.
One episode where she seemed to be playing herself.
Yeah.
Look, this is all TV shit when she's younger.
Alpha Dog, remember that with Justin Timberlake?
Yeah.
Terrible.
I saw that movie on my 15th birthday with both of my parents, and there's an anal sex scene.
Oh, my God.
Nice.
Don't remember that about that movie, but all right.
So, yeah, this is, am I that crazy? Yeah, she just happened to jump up a little bit of status right now.
Mm. Okay. But still, I mean, I'm just saying, Johnny Depp, Elon Musk.
I could fuck Drake.
Okay, babe, try.
I think any musician also easier to fuck. They're at
Don't
places where you know they are.
He said try. You
she could. Look, she'd have an easier time. I'm saying in order for me to fuck Amber Heard, mm-hmm. I would have to put every bit of like energy and thought into this. I would have to. But if I made
sounds
it
sounds like a restraining order.
You might have to blow a couple dudes on the way to Drake.
Doug, if I made it my goal to fuck, and I really believe this too. If you made it your goal to fuck Drake, yeah, obviously that's not that crazy. You could end up at a party in LA that Drake's at, and fucking, you know, you're fine, you're okay. He's fucked worse, I'm sure. So I have to neg Kim. That's literally what I do. Watching me psychologically.
That's the only reason I stay with him though. It's fucked up.
Look at her, she loves it.
I know, I'm so worried.
Look at her eyes are fucking. But I don't think it's that far off of a goal to fuck Amber Heard. Call me crazy. Shannon, we're gonna I want to talk about some of these Christmas questions that we had last time, or I posted. What are some of the best gifts that you have received? So let's do the Real Ass Podcast Christmas edition what is it called? Questions?
Can I tell you my best gift I ever received?
Give me a fucking answer! 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 I'm asking you for the answer. It's a question!
Shannon, I asked the fans, what are some of the best gifts they've either received or given in Christmas? Tell us some of those. Tell us who it's from, too.
Oh, here, I'll just share it so you can see it.
Okay, this is We Savage Few said, I'm thoroughly enjoying these hand-painted Live, Laugh, Love pictures my brother-in-law made for me. Live, Laugh, Love. Oh, that's awesome. So those are with Skeletor and He-Man. Big J told me to go watch the He-Man documentary, which I haven't watched.
About how it's gay?
Yeah, it's all.
No, that's what it is.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. It's all about how it's a part of the gay subculture.
Is it really?
I swear to God.
Maybe that's a section of it, but you told me how they came up with He-Man. It's pretty interesting. Oh. Like they, it was a toy before it was a cartoon, which that rarely happens.
It was a butt dildo.
No, at that time, Transformers was, a lot of them were.
Transformers was
what? Hasbro used to specifically develop toys to then turn into properties. Yeah. Action Man, Mask, there was a bunch of them.
Yeah, there was, with He-Man, I guess the story was that they got the rights to do Conan the Barbarian toys. Mm-hmm. And came out at the same time as Star Wars or one of these other things. And, I guess because Conan got killed at the box office by Star Wars, the toys were kind of like obsolete, so they created this whole universe of characters where it was like He-Man was just a Conan doll that they repainted, and then the fucking big tiger is like from another toy thing that they just repainted it and repurposed it. Kind of interesting. Anyway, regardless, so give me some more gifts. Cole Jacobs 2653 says, my godfather pulled me into the back room yesterday and gave me a fatty line. Most surprised I've been since I got a bike when I was 5. Nice. Cocaine is
I'm that kid's godfather.
Yeah, I don't know if I could fucking do cocaine with a family member. It's a little weird. Mm-hmm. There's something weirdly gross about cocaine. When you're pulling something into your face through your nose, you just feel gross, right? Brian, am I wrong? I mean, I'll do it with people that like I have no respect for.
No, it's gross. I get it.
I love it, but it's gross.
Yeah.
Like every time you're doing it, you're like, oh, I'm so gross.
I know, but ick. Yuck.
Let me have more.
Yum.
Yeah.
I'm an animal. This is disgusting.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's a problem. Can't do cocaine. Modern day megalodon, Rat Hat 99 says, head. He got head for Christmas.
Cheap.
Yeah, I think that's cheap.
Yeah. I wish I asked Kim for head this morning for Christmas. She said no.
It was Christmas, the day after Christmas, and I gave you head on Christmas.
Boom.
Before I fucked you.
That's not giving me head.
He doesn't count it if I fuck him after, but he always has sex with me after.
That's not giving me
head.
And
then he just never counts it. I try to just give you blowjobs, and then you always have sex with me.
I'm sorry that I fucking cause you pleasure.
But then you never count them.
No, I want you to sometimes lay me back and be like, no, let me pleasure
I try.
You. Push my head back and just fucking.
Lewis, no, you always fuck me.
No. No, yes. That's yeah, art maybe, yeah.
Yeah, you do. Every time I've tried to give you head, you fucked me.
You should do period blowjobs.
He still fucks me.
Gross.
Yep.
I know.
Gross.
You gotta get it when you can get it.
I just use
every
that
time.
As like a...
Nutch Much on Twitter says, a black bike. I thought it would be faster than my old white one. It was. It was okay. It was an okay joke. It wasn't a great. What was the best Christmas gift you ever received, Chris?
I feel like I should probably remember one of the gifts my girlfriend's given me and said then. Yeah. Oh, I have a gift certificate for cryotherapy at my house. Fantastic gift, guys.
You best said gift like it was I a fucking got. Ad read.
Best gift I ever
cryotherapy.
I can't really
1-800
think of one.
Nobody, cryotherapy. Yeah.
Did you do cryotherapy with me during the fights?
Mm-mm.
It was fucking, it's so cold.
I don't know if I'd like
I
that.
I love it.
It's a bit much. You feel really good. You feel very woken up afterwards, but it's a bit much.
I really would hate is. That.
Yeah, I don't like being cold.
Can't do it. What's the best Christmas gift you've ever received, Alex?
Probably like a laptop from my parents when they bought me like a MacBook for the first time. Or like my first cell phone was a big deal on Christmas morning, I remember, when I was in like sixth grade. It was just like small things that you're really waiting for and you finally get them on Christmas morning is dope.
Yeah. Kim, best gift ever?
Well, this guy that loved me one time got me a membership to 24 Hour Fitness.
24 Hour Fitness? Garbage? Fucking garbagey 24 Hour Fitness?
Yeah. No, I don't know. I got a longboard. Probably the Equinox is the nicest gift I've ever gotten.
Your longboard is the next one? Yeah. It's a fucking big drop off.
I've never gotten a good gift. Yeah. That was my first one yesterday. Thank you.
I mean, I thought we were going with something we like just really liked.
Well, actually, my aunt got me a Sega Saturn. I was pretty hyped for that at the time.
An Apple Watch.
What did I love as a fucking kid? What was a big gift? I mean, it was always like a Nintendo system or like one of those things.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd usually get what I wanted up until I was like 10 or 11. That's when my mom gave up. My mom, I feel like I'm going to, when my kid's 18, I see him off. He graduates high school. He's a man. Like, I had that, handshake with him. Then I could start to accept dying because, we're all dying.
He leaves off to college in his ballet skirt. Bye, Nancy.
I'm Fancy Nancy. My mom sort of had that thing when I was like 8. She was like, they've grown up. I can die now.
I get that.
And she gives up.
I get it.
So I grew up kind of young. But the gifts, I remember one year I got a turtle for Christmas.
That's fun.
But I didn't get any of the accessories.
Didn't? Oh, a ninja turtle? Or an actual turtle.
No, I got an actual
turtle. Did it die in like a shoebox or something? I feel like I know this story.
Yeah, you need the accessories to keep it alive.
So here's why my mom was a piece of shit, okay? Because, yes.
I bought this off a Chinaman. It said don't feed it after dark.
I definitely murdered those turtles, okay? I'll take full responsibility, Not only murdered them.
You threw a ninja star to their back?
Tortured them?
I murdered them in a way that was particularly bad because I starved them to death in a dark box.
Pretty bad. That's really fucked up.
To be fair, you thought they were veal.
It's the way you kill an enemy. Like a really a bad person. Like if you're like a powerful world leader, this is how you would kill your
enemies. That is so sad for those turtles.
In a
dark
box. At least
you didn't drown them in acid.
How many turtles?
Two turtles.
Oh my god.
They probably tried to eat each other, to be honest. They starved to death, okay?
No, they just huddled together talking about what heaven was going to be
like. What did it look like?
What do you mean? The turtles?
When they
green,
dead.
They had a shell.
were they eating each other when you opened the box?
I don't know. For some reason.
Were they like water turtles or like meant to be just like in
They're fucking, they're all water turtles. Alex, what are you talking about?
It's true. I mean? Me and my friend killed
they were supposed
turtles.
To be in a fucking tank and they were supposed to be breathing and eating shrimp and, fucking having like algae grow around them and they were in a fucking box.
Cardboard box.
Me and my friend killed her turtles by taking them outside on a hot day. We were just trying to spend time with them and have them be outside with us, and they boiled to death. Like the water evaporated. We had a cover over it, and the water evaporated.
Oh, it was
in
so
there.
Hot that the water got.
Yeah, they were out there with us all day.
So
like
you
in
boiled
the sun,
the turtles,
and they Jesus. Boiled to death. Yeah, it was really sad. She was very upset.
It's devastating.
It's really devastating.
When you murder your own animals as a child, it is fucking devastating. The guilt you feel. Now, my mom.
You didn't know you were starving them.
I should have. what you just described was why I was a bad kid. That sentence. You didn't know you were starving them. No, I had no idea. I was fucking out there. I wasn't even doing anything productive.
You're just negligence.
It was just pure negligence. But I was being neglected. So
did you ask for turtles? Or your mom just showed up with turtles?
All I wanted.
Okay.
And it was one turtle. Well, hold on. Here's what happened. My mom got me Michelangelo. She bought me Michelangelo from the pet store, but didn't buy me any of the accessories. Just bought me the tank and the turtle. No, not the tank. Not even the tank. The turtle came in, the carrying box from
the
store.
Yeah, with the little plastic handle on it.
Yeah, it was a cardboard box that folded at the top.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe it was like one of those cheap little things.
No, not even a plastic clear one that you get from a little Asian guy in Chinatown.
Okay.
I'm talking about it was a dark cardboard box that you puncture holes in. You bring, it's just to transport your new pet home.
Yeah.
That was my turtle's home. the carrying case.
You just
case.
Know that the guy in the pet store was like, oh, so you guys have a tank in the house? And your mom was like, yeah.
No tank.
No, but you know, like, she must, like, the guy probably asked.
Did you ever try to feed it once?
Yeah. I had, like, a little thing of shrimps, and I would feed it, and it was fun, but you just forget about it after a little while. So here's what I did, though.
Was it in a big glass tank in the middle of your room. You couldn't have forgotten about it, though.
Yeah.
Really?
But it was my mom's fault for not giving me the tank. So not only, but then I was like, all right, Michelangelo's in this, you know, cardboard prison. Probably feeling pretty lonely a lot. So I was like, you know what? Let me go down to Peck's Pond and see if I can find him a friend. So I went to Peck's Pond, which is a little pond in Rockland County, and I found another turtle. And he was a wild turtle that had like battle scars on his face, but it was roughly the same size as Michelangelo. I called him Raphael, and I brought Raphael.
Brought him fucking Scar from The Lion King.
Yeah. So I brought them in, and they didn't even get along. Like, I would just open the box, like I would close it, and it'd be all darkness. And then an hour later, I'd open it again, and it would literally be Michelangelo's leg in Raphael's mouth, and he's just like, chewing it. And turtles can't scream, so I'm assuming he's going silently screaming in pain because there's a wild river turtle that's eating him alive in this box. He's starving.
He brought a rapist into his fucking yes. prison.
So then I closed them off, and then something happened.
You just left them together?
Yeah, I forgot about them at one point, and you know those turtles, they starved to death.
And then you took them out. When they died?
Yeah, I opened it up and their mouths were just open and their eyes were gone.
They were dried out
the same day they died, or you just didn't look for them?
No, this is days after. Their eyes were gone at this point. Their eyes had dried out of their skulls. And I'll never forget the looks on their little turtle faces. And that's when I knew I was a villain. This was the moment that I realized that I was destined for a world domination. And
you created another life, too.
It's fucking crazy. I know. It's not good. I'm not happy about this. Mm. I'm not proud of it.
Really? Because you're rock hard.
So devastating. Holy shit. No.
But it wasn't sad. It wasn't my fault. You're talking about like an 8-year-old kid.
Did you cry?
I think so. I remember crying when
I feel like
Terminator,
you should have cried.
My pet snake Terminator, which was just a little gardener snake, that we...
Why they keep getting you reptiles?
My mom put it on top of the fridge. And like he had one of those little plastic cases.
Okay.
And we would take grass from outside just like and sprinkle it in the bottom. So imagine a little plastic fish tank that you put a goldfish in, and on the bottom of it was like grass and a rock that we found outside. Mm-hmm. And then
But that's like fine for a snake, I think.
A depressed little garter snake.
Dying grass that's been torn out of the ground.
In a fishbowl? Snake in a fishbowl is not fine.
Yeah, and then
really?
So my mom would store them on top of the fridge, which we didn't even realize it was like boiling hot. It was an old school shitty fridge. So it was just heat emitting
boiled
to the
snake.
Top of the fridge. Yeah, we fucking killed that snake.
It happens, yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. This is really a
And then there was the was it a dog in the recliner?
No, there were kittens.
Oh,
kittens
my God.
The
there's more animals. They keep getting bigger and bigger, the animals.
That wasn't
Soon we're
going to
find out Lewis had another sibling.
That's really devastating.
Kittens are fucking devastating. And I actually,
how many kittens died?
One kitten died.
Ooh. What happened?
Lewis had a 28 in the womb.
Yeah.
You sat on a kitten?
No, it was in a recliner. My cat had just had kittens, and she was a fucking whore. So the kittens would climb up into this recliner, and it was
so Lewis killed the kitten to teach her a lesson.
Yeah,
that's how you pull the recliner back in it.
I didn't even pull the recliner back. I tried to move it to get the kittens from behind it, and one was inside of the recliner, and it must have been caught. And the recliner just—it wasn't a regular recliner; it was a big circular. Listen, pay attention.
I can't. I know what's gonna happen. You're giving me the scenic route. I get it.
No. Really, slow the car down. Let's really enjoy the story. So it was a chair that, the best way to describe the chair, it's a big circular chair that you sit in, and it kind of shook in all directions. You know what I'm saying? Like it had, do you get what I'm saying? Like you can kind of like rock in every direction. Uh-huh. So it was just sort of springs that were all up in there, and the kitten was just inside of it. Mm. And when I pushed the chair, it had sprung some way and just fucking snapped its neck or back or whatever it was.
Then you had to take the kitten out?
Yeah, body was still warm.
Why are you just
If only it had happened a few months earlier, you could have fed it to those poor turtles.
Nobody describes it that way unless they're a serial killer.
His body was still warm.
He
looks me dead in the eye, no emotion.
I feel like that's a fucking detail you'd remember, though, where you're taking it out and it feels like a warm.
Yes, it was sad. It had happened the day before, it was stiff and like you're a little more disconnected from it being a life. Like when it's still warm.
It was just dead, though, completely dead.
Yeah.
Maybe we buried an alive kitten. Maybe it was sleeping. No, it was dead.
What is wrong?
And I remember the I remember the look on its mother's face. She wasn't happy.
Oh, I'm sure.
She wasn't happy.
Wow. He's mostly, they don't talk. So she's just like with her eyes screaming, "No, my baby."
Oh no.
Oh, stop.
Oh. Remember the scene from Hereditary?
I thought you were going
to. Oh, yeah.
With the when after, oh, the mom fuck. Finds out the daughter dies.
That scene's brutal.
I mean, spoiler alert, like the fucking daughter dies, but it happens so early in the movie.
Did they have that scene on YouTube?
I think, did we watch it on the show? We did watch it on the show. It, dude, the mom, this Toni Collette, the performance of this fucking mom.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever she tapped into in her life was some fucking dark.
They brought her a kid on set. She just killed it right there.
Dog. She's screaming.
It felt like she really lost her kid.
It's haunting.
Really good.
It is haunting when she and what it is it slowly
she's just
starts
yelling,
to fade
I just
out.
I want to die.
The whole
it's great.
Yes, it's fucking. It's giving me chills right now because the way the scene is
she's
shot
like
too.
Rocking.
It starts to slowly like fade out, and you're seeing the kid like he's lying down in bed, and you're hearing her screams in the background, and it's just fucking. It's like literally like the way you would react if you lost a kid.
Mm-hmm.
I reacted the opposite with that kid. No, I really was sad.
Like,
I didn't cry, but I was fucking. I was really fucked up over it. And then you find out it's nearly impossible to bury a shoebox. Go try. I fucking challenge anyone to go bury a shoebox
right
now.
Find a place?
And no, just go to the ground. Try to dig a hole large enough for a fucking pair of 13 Nikes. Go ahead. That'll cover it in a way where you feel like nobody's going to just kick this thing up. It's you don't realize how big it is. Then you realize
people
you have
bury bodies. Then
a lot of respect for those guys, grave diggers.
New respect
for grave diggers because what? Shannon,
I have the screaming scene. If you still want to see it,
yeah, for a second, it's just haunting. It fucks me up every time.
It starts with the head, so just be prepared.
Go ahead.
It's a good opening.
I've never seen this movie. Is that the
man? It's like she fell head. Right out of a recliner.
Listen.
That's what Alex looked when her dad found her.
Yeah. It's fucked up.
I just need to die is a powerful line.
Yeah. I just need to die.
Charlie!
All right. It fucks me up still, like watching it now.
Yeah. It's really fucking sad.
It's really like. That movie's fucked.
I've been to a funeral where a mother lost her child, and it sounds very close.
Oh, I wouldn't go.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go. You want to lose one of your kids? Sorry. I'll send you some flowers, a bottle of wine. I'm not going to your kid's funeral. Are you crazy?
Yeah, I've been to two. I've been to three.
Children's funerals?
Three.
What?
Three.
How?
I mean, she's from Florida. I'm going to guess at least one jet ski accident.
The one that I've been to was a 17-year-old who went to Florida and died there. So
seagull pecking.
Swear to God.
Wait, what?
One just fell into a pile of his parents' cocaine.
Yeah.
I told you about that really fucked up kids funeral where the little girl went on the radio because she was sick. She was 5 or 6 when she died. And she went on the radio, and then they took her voice from the radio and played it during the funeral of her being like, I'm going to miss my mom. And
why would they do that?
And the kids.
You were there?
And the kids in her kindergarten class are like bringing roses up as you
heard
her voice.
Did Candyman show up and start killing you guys in the middle of this?
It was fucking nuts. Yeah. It was like her voice in the church playing overhead like, and I love my mom and my dad, and then they played the last journal entry of her diary, which was like, I feel Jesus coming now. It was fucking nuts. It was
that was her gardener.
It was crazy. I went to the saddest child's wedding. It was this. I worked at a restaurant.
A sad child wedding? You went to a child wedding?
I mean a child funeral.
We were in the United Arab Emirates.
It was when I was 16, I worked at a restaurant, and it was one of the regulars that came in like every week with their kids, so they knew all the staff.
Oh my God, can't go to a child funeral to keep getting good tips.
No way. I'm not going to a child funeral. That's
it
crazy.
It was wild.
I don't even know how I could. Whose kid did you go?
It was like a 17-year-old, so
that's
she wasn't quite a kid, but like
she? Hot.
She had two younger siblings who were there who were like processing it, which was kind of fucked up to see, and then her parents and like the entire fucking neighborhood. Like the only time I'd ever
seen.
You knew
her?
Yeah.
How'd you know her?
She was a couple years older than me and went to my elementary and middle school. So we were like family friends.
Right.
The only time I'd ever seen like a line three blocks down to get into the wake. She had an open casket, which was kind of fucked up. Like, she had been hit by a car on a trip to Florida with her travel soccer team. So it was like, and her parents like didn't want to let her go. And like in the first place, they were like, we don't know if we feel comfortable letting you go on this trip and whatnot. And then eventually she was like, please,
please. The classic, you'll shoot your eye out. Yeah. You're going to get hit by a car in Florida.
Yeah.
You're not
fucked
going.
Up. It was fucked up. It was like, I remember, I didn't know her personally that well. And when I got home from that funeral, I cried all night. I was like, so fucked up about it. Yeah.
Yeah. That's not a child's funeral though.
It's not, but it was like.
Because it's a normal sized casket. You see a fucking kid's casket. Ugh. It's so tiny. You're like, how much can they even charge for that thing?
I bet they charge regular price.
Cunts.
Fucking scumbags.
I bet they charge more because they're like, parents are definitely going to get kids custom? In a nice casket. Yeah.
Yeah. You know they charge, if you get cremated, you have to buy like something from the funeral home. They charge $300 for a box, for a cardboard box.
Yeah.
Scumbags.
Yeah, they really get you. Yeah. So what other children funerals did you
go to? Well, they were 16. You said that doesn't count.
There was like kids you knew from high school.
Yeah, but one of them killed themselves and I heard his mom crying.
Oh, that's
and
brutal.
It was like, and it wasn't even the funeral. It was like the night after when everyone went, like, lit candles at the beach or whatever, and she came. Yeah, it was fucked up.
That's hard, dude. Kid kill himself. There was a girl, Ruthie. I forget her last name. She killed herself in like the 9th or 10th grade.
That's why she killed herself. No one could remember her last name.
Incredible bitch.
Why do her I have
was,
an old
her
lady
name was Sarah.
Name? You know what? I could. She couldn't even make an impression in death.
Yeah, it's fucking
and I remember kids
crazy.
Like freaking out in school. And they made an announcement over the loudspeakers. They didn't
they
say
said, Ruthie, what's her name, killed herself this morning.
If you could please come to the principal's office if you have any information regarding this forgettable girl.
We didn't even know she went here.
Yeah. No, she was a cute chick, too.
Oh, that sucks.
Cute chick, like, you know, sort of not it's popular. Not popular, but like, you know, so when you see a kid who's not like, I don't know, like, doesn't seem like they have, like, mental fucking problems, and they're not, like, morbidly obese or, like, fucking, you know, smelly or wearing all black and depressed and down. You see, like, a girl who, like, is a cute Hispanic chick who, like, is kind of, like, you know, has boyfriends and is known by sort of everyone as being, like, you know there's some darker shit going on at home that she's pushing down even fucking further. Whatever happened there, something happened, right, where this person, like, because other people wear it. You know, you see fucking.
And that's the way, that's their way of like killing themselves. That's their way of like hurting is like, they're like, I'm going to be like fat. I'm going to overeat. I'm...
Yeah,
so
whatever.
It's like you're
it
happy.
Is.
You're there's some shit going on.
Yeah, on the surface, there's some fucking weird shit going on.
Yeah, there's a kid who, like, this is a few years ago, he hung himself, but like my buddy's roommate. And I was like, what the fuck happened the night before? He's like, dude, we were hanging out. And he was like, last thing he said to me was, this is one of the best nights I've had in a long time. And then. We were hanging out the next day. He got a call that the kid hung himself that night.
Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe.
No note, nothing.
Maybe it was the best night ever. Maybe it was better. Dude, it. He's like, whatever, I'm
he won
out.
He won a Fortnite solo.
Yeah.
That's how Lewis like, is going to go.
By the way, can we just fucking tap me on the fucking back right now? Ladies and gentlemen, officially won a Fortnite solo fucking game. Battle Royale. Thank you. Thank you. You can even pull it up on my Instagram if you want to take the moment.
Oh, my God.
You want to pull up the moment of victory. I gotta pee. Okay, Kim, go. You're fine. I've made her watch this plenty of times. So you don't have to blow me
oh,
if you watch
we actually have to watch you win at Fortnite?
Well, this is,
I
well,
saw
the
fucking picture.
That's the picture, but I actually have the moment of victory. I went. They give you a replay. The last four or five games, every time. It's up there, Shannon.
Why
go up.
Seeing it?
It's right next to it. It's right next to it.
This?
Yes. Look at this. Trump tried to build me into the storm, little bitch. Victory! Victory! My son was there. I started fucking screaming. He literally thought I got into an accident. He started crying. He had no idea what was going on.
He thought you got into an accident because you were screaming, yes, bitch, yes? He was like, are you hurting Kim again?
It was fucking so satisfying. I played 2,200 solo games.
Jesus.
I'm impressed.
It's right now. Also, all of the streamers are saying that it's harder to win now than ever before. They created that Playgrounds mode, which really enabled everyone to learn how to build. You know, it is a really hard game to win. Really hard game to get your hands around. And I've gotten to the point where I could always come in the top five. I always, you know, I've been in, you know, second place, you know, 100 times at this point. But that fucking victory was so elusive, guys.
2,200 games?
2,100, something like that, yeah.
Jesus, a lot of time.
Yeah, and that's just solo. That's not counting my squad games. That's counting my duo games. Doggy. It's a commitment. It's a real fucking commitment.
All right.
Yeah. But did get my first victory royale, which was super fucking exciting, guys. So yeah, if you guys want to play with me, my Xbox gamer tag is PR Rattlesnake. So you guys can just join the conversation at any point. Just jump in. Why not? Also, I'll tell you right now, take a moment really quick and say if you love the show. We have over 300. How many episodes are we at now, Shannon?
This is 340.
340 episodes deep on the Real Ass Podcast. The latest 15 episodes are always free on iTunes and YouTube. You know the live streams are always free Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11 a.m. You just go to gasdigitalnetwork.com/live. Watch the show live and free. But if you want access to the on-demand library, whenever you guys want to watch the show, use the promo code RAP at gasdigitalnetwork.com. You get the on-demand library, 340 episodes deep, 325 episodes not available anywhere else, plus all the other podcasts, High Society Radio, Subway Creatures, which Kim is one of the hosts of, Legion of Skanks, Believe You Me, 20 incredible podcasts on the network, over 4,000 hours of content available to stream. This is, I'm telling you right now, if you're talking about like bang for your buck punches, comedic content, you're not going to, there's not better value, in my opinion, in the world for if you want to just sit down and fucking laugh every single day. If you go to Netflix and you browse, how many shows do you like on Netflix? Like 4, 5, that's it, right? If you're really trying to fucking laugh, what do? Let me try this next comedy special. Usually not as good as you want it to be. I promise you right now, you go subscribe to GasDigitalNetwork.com. Just start binge-watching Legion of Skanks from the beginning, Real Ass Podcast from the beginning, High Side Area from the beginning, hundreds of hours of just, thousands of hours just
people
those
like
shows.
Going backwards.
Yeah, of course. Go backwards. Go backwards in time and see the evolution of the show. See where we were. You get to watch. You get to listen to me finding out that I'm becoming a father. Like, one week I'm not a father. The next week, holy shit, I'm going to have a kid. That's a different fucking world. It's a different type of connection. So if you guys want to do that, GasDigitalNetwork.com is the website. Promo code RAP. You get a 14-day free trial. Plus, you save $1.50 a month. It's $7 a month. You know, half the price of Netflix for, you know, thousands and thousands and thousands of hours of content. Mm. So, all right. Anything else to talk about on the show? Shannon, what was, give me one of your retarded ass topics to close it out with. What's a big one?
Hold on, I was going to find what I sent you. I actually found a lot of stuff about aliens and stuff, but I didn't include it to try to avoid this segment.
Why? What?
Because you're just going to make fun of me.
Oh, because you believe in aliens?
Yeah, she believes in aliens.
Yeah, and ghosts. I find alien and ghost stories all the time, but
oh, I wish,
don't share them.
Because he was supposed to be here. I wish dumb Justin Silver was here. Because
he's a moron. He's also banned.
Oh, he did text me. He overslept.
Whatever. Here's what happens, right? Justin that and Ian both have bailed on the show in the past couple weeks, right? These are two of, you know, the least likable guests that we have on the show. Both of these guys. If Ian and Justin did a show together, it would shut it down. Nobody wants to hear either of these men talk. So you would think that they would jump at the opportunities to fucking come on this show. Okay, this is, now I understand maybe it's not Legion of Skanks numbers, but it's a fucking big show. So, you know what, good. Let them go fucking
But he had me watch some shitty documentary about this dude. It's on Netflix. And he's just like, dude, I got kind of spooked out by it. And I was just like, this is the fakest shit I've ever fucking seen in my life. He like actually believed it.
What is it? Is it
The Neil Rubinoff story? I think that's it.
Push I liked.
What's that? I don't even know
what
that
is. The Push was fucking sick.
The Push was cool. It's the
mind manipulation.
Yeah, they basically, they interview
people. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they see.
I never actually watched
who
that.
Who are the.
Who's likely to throw the guy off the roof for $1 million?
Who's sort of the most manipulatable?
Yeah.
Manipulatable? Easily influenced, easily manipulated.
Yeah.
Whoever the most easily manipulated is. Yeah, we really took a
scenic route.
The scenic route. That was a pit stop. We all joined in forces there and tried to get that car on the road, and we did it, guys. So, yeah, and what they do is through the night they try to convince this guy eventually to murder another person. And it's a reality show. It's like a documentary reality show. And it's pretty cool.
There's another one that I watched recently that was a similar thing. I think it was a different guy, though. And the purpose of it was to get a guy who's racist to give up his life for somebody of a different nationality.
So it's a positive thing.
Well, I don't want to give away the ending, but yeah.
I ain't giving my life up for that nigga. Are you crazy?
He hangs him. Yeah. He's like, it's a really bad ending. Yeah, you don't see it.
Doesn't work. Backfires. What's it called? What's that one called?
Yeah, I get to look through my Netflix. And I'll send it to you guys.
Give me the trailer. Look it up right now. I'd love to see it. We didn't really plan the show out too much today. What was your retarded ass topic about while you're doing that, Shannon?
Okay. I was going to do... Oh, God damn it. Now I just lost it. Oh, okay. I'll show you. It's a frozen excrement drop from the plane crashes through a roof. So it was a piece of like frozen blue stuff.
I believe this is the plot of Donnie Darko.
It is, by the way. What is that blue stuff?
I guess stuff that came out of the toilet of a plane.
So is it basically like, you know, when you like piss into like a porta potty, there's like blue water in there, but it's like piss and shit mixed with that. Yes. So a block of it that's frozen. Whoa.
Yeah, it fell off and it went right through her roof and fell into her house.
Did it hurt anybody?
I don't think so. It's a woman in Canada. She found pink insulation drywall.
That's how hard it hit. It went through the wall.
Yeah,
it went
if the something roof. Were to, well, they if say if you drop a penny off the Empire State Building, that it could go through your head. That's not actually true. They did that on
Mythbusters, right?
Mythbusters, Myth busted. But it would fuck you up.
I'm sure it wouldn't feel good.
Yeah, the amount that it would accelerate from that high up in the sky, what is it, 30,000 feet?
Might knock you out.
What, a penny?
Yeah.
Well, I'm talking about the block of ice.
Oh, the block of ice probably kill you.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Mm-hmm. That happens all the time.
What?
Pieces of ice fall off buildings in New York City and kill people. Yeah. Like old people and children, hits them in the head. It happens.
No.
Every year. What? None of that, like bricks. Bricks, there'll be high wind, it'll be a windy day. That's why when it's like high winds in New York City, it's really dangerous.
Dude, do you remember there was one winter where like three cranes fell over?
Yeah, cranes will fall over and just fucking kill people. It's nuts. New York City is a dangerous place. There was two different buildings that exploded.
Yeah, for no reason. One of them is like four blocks from here.
Yeah, one of them is right around the corner. It's on.
I saw that. Was
Second
that this
Avenue?
Year?
Second Avenue.
No, there was a building that exploded the
and
other.
7th
no, you know, there's an empty the lot on Second out. Avenue. That was a building, and then their boiler exploded, and it's just not there.
The whole building went down, killed everyone in it. Yeah. Same thing. A block from me with James when James was maybe 3 months old. One block in Harlem. A building, just no explanation. Thing went blew up in it, just the whole building collapses, everyone fucking dies.
Everyone
dies.
Yeah, that's
why are we here? Why do you guys live here?
But I think you're probably
I got stuck here.
Your building blowing up is probably substantially less likely than being killed by a drunk driver.
Yeah, probably.
So where like what standard
in
are we
Florida,
living our
especially.
Life?
Yeah, oh, I mean, in Florida, every time we're driving, even like midday, like noon, I'm like, oh, a drunk driver could kill me right now.
Yeah, you're very paranoid about
that. Could also happen.
Have you
in
lost
New York?
A lot of friends or a lot of people been in accidents?
I know a lot of people that die drunk driving.
She's a Nazi about fucking seatbelts. She really is.
Yeah, no. In my town, like
everybody
dies.
Gets a seatbelt but Jews. She's a real Nazi about the seatbelts.
Yeah, I had a lot. Yeah.
It's the best joke I've ever said on the show, Shannon. What the fuck? What are you doing in the booth?
Finding the documentary. Hold on.
Shannon!
About aliens? I think it's called the Neil Romanoff story. Something Romanoff.
No, I found the trailer for the documentary I was talking about. Do you want to see it?
Yeah, go ahead. What?
I'm Derren Brown. For the last 20 years, I've performed as a psychological illusionist.
Is this the
now,
same guy?
In these aggressively divided times,
no.
Not.
I want to try and create a hero. Someone who will willingly lay down their life for a complete stranger.
There is absolutely an immigration problem in the United States. I say kick them out. I say kick them all out.
It's these strongly held views that make him the perfect subject for this experiment. Phil believes he's taking part in a documentary. We're going to be placing electrodes on the base of your index finger. In fact, he is the unsuspecting star at the center of an elaborate psychological experiment.
I like these new, like, experiment shows. It's cool.
Based entirely around him and his beliefs.
I've always kind of been more biased towards white people. But again, I'm not racist. That's just how I was brought up.
I don't know at this point whether or not, when it comes down to it, that he'll step out in front of a gun and take a bullet.
been an experience that I can't even begin to explain how much it's going to change me moving forward.
Are you legal?
We're not, man.
Sacrifice. That looks fire.
It is
looks
the awesome. Same
We're
person.
Watching that tonight.
And it is the
Brown.
Same person. Yes, I knew it was. I knew it was.
Hold on. How long is that? Because if that's any longer than 45 minutes, it's not going to be interesting.
I think it was probably like an hour.
Well, with the other documentary, it's the same producers, obviously. And
that
it's
was only
the same 45
minutes.
Very, very cool. The other one, they did it with five people, and they showed the story of one guy. And then you never saw it, right?
Mm-mm.
So they go through the beats, and you'll see what happens if he's willing to murder this guy. Like, that's the end. Is he willing?
Convince someone to murder someone else?
Can you convince someone to murder someone else through a series? It's not even a bad person. It's like, and they do it with five people. And I will tell you that some of the people do it. Some of the people actually murder the fucking guy. I won't tell you who does what, but it's fucking cool. I will also watch that one. I dig that.
It's 49 minutes.
49 minutes. I dig the this new style of sort of reality documentary. Whatever that production company is doing is doing cool stuff. It's unique.
It's a fun kind of magic for adults.
Yeah.
Magic for adults.
It's really, you're just watching it, you're like, oh my God, is he going to fucking do this?
And
I like the fact that
fun.
They changed it on the other side too. They made it almost like a positive thing.
Well, that guy probably got shitted on for doing the thing where
he's never going to be able to work again. He said that
I got to figure out how to swing this back in my favor because everybody thinks I'm a huge piece of shit right now.
I'm not racist, but you know, white power.
Yeah,
that's exactly what he was doing.
Really? I mean, all right, look, guys, great show. Thank you so much to everyone in studio that came in. Make sure you check out Broad Topics with an X, BROADTOPIX. Broad Topics with an X. Funny. Love you, girls. Thanks for sitting in today on the show. Justin was supposed to be here, and you guys stepped up last minute and fucking helped us out. So
yeah.
thank you so much.
Having us.
Chris from Brooklyn on Twitter, BKLYN. Make sure you check out the High Sided Radio show.
Yeah, we just put out our Christmas show. Obviously, Alex is our producer. You make a cameo. Zach makes a cameo.
Goddamn right. Check that out. And we'll check you guys this Monday night. Legion of Skanks live. Real Ass Podcast live. SCR show live. Lots of stand-up comedy performances live from the Creaking Cave. New Year's Eve party starting at 9 p.m. Make sure you guys grab your tickets in advance at creeklic.com. It's going to be a shit ton of fun. New Year's Eve with the Skanks. There's not a better time. We'll check you guys next time. Peace.
C'est la vie. Adios. Good riddance. Fuck you.
That's all, folks.
Hey, guys, thanks for listening to the show. As you know, we have 20 amazing shows on the network here at Gas Digital. One of my best friends in the world, as you know from the Legion of Skanks podcast, is Dave Smith. Big Dick Dave Smith, the leader of the Davy Navy, leader of the Smarmy Army. He does his own show. It's called Part of the Problem. He breaks down politics in a very real and very easy to digest way. If you guys aren't into politics, as you know, I know I'm not a politic guy. I go and I listen to Part of the Problem because he does it in a way that I can understand. I think he gives it from a very unique perspective, and he really doesn't pull any punches on this show. This is Part of the Problem. Take a listen. If you love Dave's political sensibilities, go subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere else that you get podcasts.
You're listening to Part of the Problem on the Gas Digital Network.
The Mueller investigation. This has been, once again, has become the issue in the mainstream media. It's like, if you remember, for the first year or so of the Trump administration, it was, everything was Trump-Russia collusion, the Mueller investigation. That kind of went away. Now it's coming back and being talked about a lot because it looks like, even though we don't know for sure, it looks like we're approaching the end of the investigation where some type of report will be released and Mueller will tell us what he's found after spending millions and millions of dollars of taxpayer resources and taking up the first 2 years of Donald Trump's administration. I think the pressure is growing for him to deliver something. And if you pay attention to the mainstream media at all, the narrative that you would get is that the walls are closing in on Trump and they've really got him now. That I don't think is, I think it's worth taking a little bit of a deeper look at these things. So I said at the very beginning, when the special investigation first started, that I thought this was really bad news for Trump. And I remember being a kid during the Bill Clinton special investigation when they were investigating Whitewater and all these financial scandals with that plot of land that the Clintons were involved with. And they ended up not really getting anything on that, but they got him for lying about the affair with Monica Lewinsky. He ultimately got impeached. And I always felt like that was probably the odds of how this was going to go with Trump. I was like, they're not going to get him for any Russia collusion or anything that they claim they're investigating, but they're going to find something because they're going to be grilling all of his people, looking through all of these records. And Trump's been a real estate developer. He's clearly not a guy of the highest moral integrity. Probably there's some shady shit, and they'll probably get him for something. So that's what I thought at first. And then as the investigation went on, I was just kind of surprised by how long it's gone on and how there hasn't really been any bombshell like that. So that's more or less my take. I guess I still wouldn't be shocked if they came out and found something, like some criminal activity or some shady thing that Trump's did. At the very least, something, if not criminal, that could be incredibly politically damaging, you know? But I'm not so sure. I'm not so sure anymore. And what's really interesting is that they, you know, if you just listen to the mainstream media, it's like I said, the walls are closing in. Trump is in big, big trouble.
America started as the smallest government in history, and it's become the biggest government in world history. At the end of the day, it's all about freedom.